USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The White House is preparing to send a $300 million military aid package to Ukraine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan telling reporters the funds come from savings the Pentagon was able to identify in Army budgets. He added that it's only a temporary solution as a major foreign aid funding bill remains stalled in the House. This as Senate lawmakers are still in talks on funding the government before a March 22nd deadline. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is confident about avoiding a shutdown.
Now, these are vital things at stake in the upcoming funding deadline, and we'll continue to work hard and pass the next round of bills to keep the government open and deliver for American families.
The House Intelligence Committee holds their annual 2024 annual threat assessment hearing on Tuesday. Committee Chairman Mike Turner asking FBI Director Christopher Wray if individuals on the no-fly list have been allowed on a plane.
I believe, again, depends on what time period you're talking about, but I believe there have been individuals where, in coordination between investigators and other agencies, an individual that we want to see where they're going and be able to potentially arrest them, that there may have been situations where somebody's been allowed to fly in that kind of situation.
The embattled head of the Uvalde Police Department in Texas is resigning. Chief Daniel Rodriguez will leave the office in April. The city is not saying why he's stepping down. Rodriguez was on vacation when an armed gunman stormed the town's elementary school, killing 19 students and two teachers. Inflation was up again in February, slightly higher than analysts were predicting. The Consumer Price Index, which measures the cost of goods and services, was up 0.4% for the month and 3.2% from the same time last year. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Special Counsel Robert Hur spent some time on Capitol Hill Tuesday testifying about his report regarding President Biden's retention of classified documents at his home and former workplace. Hur's report says while there was evidence of classified material found in the president's possession, it wasn't enough to charge him with a crime. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer calls out the Biden administration in his opening remarks, saying they did not want Hur's report to be released.
The White House has refused to be transparent with the American people about the president's mishandling of classified documents. And worse, they have appeared to have lied about the timeline, about who handled the documents, and even about the contents of President Biden's interview with Special Counsel Hur.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, speaking alongside former University of Alabama football coach Nick Saban, is at a congressional roundtable Tuesday addressing the so-called NIL deals, which allows college athletes to profit from their name, image, and likeness. Senator Cruz says he supports athletes, but he wants to see federal guardrails on how it works.
I think it is good that young men and young women have worked incredibly hard to develop fantastic skills that in turn can generate enormous economic activity should be entitled to enjoy the fruits of their labor.
Wednesday night's Powerball jackpot is set for an estimated $559 million. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.